综合模拟演练七。第一节，听下面五段对话，每段对话后有一个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项。听完每段对话后，你都有十秒钟的时间来回答有关小题和阅读下一小题。每段对话仅读一遍。
Text 1. Now, can we get the computers before Wednesday?
Well, it depends. If it is less than 10 kilometers, we can deliver them on Tuesday. But if it's farther away, it'll be on Thursday. Where is your office?
Just around the corner. Text 2. Oh no, it's 5 o'clock already and I haven't finished my homework.
Don't worry, that clock is 15 minutes fast. You still have time to do it.
Text 3. David, we are playing basketball tonight at the park. Will you join us?
I'd love to, but I have to prepare for an important exam tonight.
Text 4.
Do you have your Christmas shopping done yet?
Almost. I got a watch for my brother, but I can't seem to find anything for Dad. He would probably like a book or a case for his coin collection. Text 5.
Have you heard that Nick Hornby's going to be at the City Nights bookstore?
Nick Hornby? I love his books. What's he doing there?
Giving a talk about his new novel, How to Be Good.
Text 2. 听下面五段对话或独白。每段对话或独白后有几个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项。听每段对话或独白前，你将有时间阅读各个小题，每小题五秒钟。听完后，各小题将给出五秒钟的作答时间。每段对话或独白读两遍。听第六段材料，回答第六、七题。
Sit down, Mrs. Phillips. Now, what can I do for you?
It's my head, doctor. I have a terrible headache and feel dizzy.
I see. And when did these pains start?
The day before yesterday, Tuesday.
I'm going to examine you. Could you open your mouth wide, please? Thank you. Now I'm going to take your blood pressure. Could you roll up your sleeve for me? Thank you.
Well,
Mrs. Phillips, it's nothing serious. Sit down, Mrs. Phillips. Now, what can I do for you?
It's my head, doctor. I have a terrible headache and feel dizzy.
I see. And when did these pains start?
The day before yesterday, Tuesday.
I'm going to examine you. Could you open your mouth wide, please? Thank you. Now I'm going to take your blood pressure. Could you roll up your sleeve for me? Thank you.
Well,
Mrs. Phillips, it's nothing serious.
Text 7段材料，回答第八至十题。
Do you realize it's November already? Thanksgiving Day will come.
Gee, you're right. It's time we decided what we are going to do this year. Do you feel like inviting your sister and her family over?
Sure. After all, they invited us last year.
Good. That's settled. Why don't you give them a call and see if they can come?
Sure. Randy, can you help me with the shopping? We need to get a turkey.
Right. Let's get a nice big one.
Do you realize it's November already? Thanksgiving Day will come.
Gee, you're right. It's time we decided what we are going to do this year. Do you feel like inviting your sister and her family over?
Sure. After all, they invited us last year.
Good. That's settled. Why don't you give them a call and see if they can come?
Sure. Randy, can you help me with the shopping? We need to get a turkey.
Right. Let's get a nice big one.
Police station, can I help you?
Yes, I'm calling to tell you that I found a car near a bridge. I think it might be stolen.
I see. Where exactly did you find it?
Near the number 8 bridge along London Road.
Do you know the license number of the car?
Yes, I wrote it down. The number is BWE4586.
What kind of car is it?
A Mini Cooper. It's yellow and almost new.
When did you find the car?
Wednesday.
Can you tell me your name and address, please?
Henry Roberts. I live at 51 Eaton Road.
What do you do, Mr. Roberts?
I'm an engineer.
Okay. Thank you very much, Mr. Roberts. Police station, can I help you?
Yes, I'm calling to tell you that I found a car near a bridge. I think it might be stolen.
I see. Where exactly did you find it?
Near the number 8 bridge along London Road.
Do you know the license number of the car?
Yes, I wrote it down. The number is BWE4586.
What kind of car is it?
A Mini Cooper. It's yellow and almost new.
When did you find the car?
Wednesday.
Can you tell me your name and address, please?
Henry Roberts. I live at 51 Eaton Road.
What do you do, Mr. Roberts?
I'm an engineer.
Okay. Thank you very much, Mr. Roberts.
I have such a busy day today. I don't know when I'll be home. Can you pick up our son from school today?
Oh, you have to speak at the High School of Science and Technology today?
That'll be finished by 3 o'clock. But then I have to go to the office and prepare my notes for my speech at the Computer Society's annual dinner tonight.
Well, at least your magazine article has already been written and given to your editor. It was due today, wasn't it?
Yes, at least that's done. In fact, it should be published sometime next month.
Do you think you'll be given time to eat tonight, or will you have to spend the entire evening answering questions?
I might be asked to speak as soon as everyone sits down for dinner, In that case, I guess I'll be pretty hungry when I get home.
Do you have any idea what time you'll be finished?
No.
Well, I'll have something ready for you to eat. Can you catch the last bus, or maybe you should take a taxi?
Don't worry, dear. That's already been taken care of. The Computer Society is sending a car for me. It's picking me up at the office at 6 and will bring me home after the meeting. I have such a busy day today. I don't know when I'll be home. Can you pick up our son from school today?
Oh, you have to speak at the High School of Science and Technology today?
That'll be finished by 3 o'clock. But then I have to go to the office and prepare my notes for my speech at the Computer Society's annual dinner tonight.
Well, at least your magazine article has already been written and given to your editor. It was due today, wasn't it?
Yes, at least that's done. In fact, it should be published sometime next month.
Do you think you'll be given time to eat tonight? Or will you have to spend the entire evening answering questions?
I might be asked to speak as soon as everyone sits down for dinner. In that case, I guess I'll be pretty hungry when I get home.
Do you have any idea what time you'll be finished?
No.
Well, I'll have something ready for you to eat. Can you catch the last bus, or maybe you should take a taxi?
Don't worry, dear. That's already been taken care of. The Computer Society is sending a car for me. It's picking me up at the office at 6 and will bring me home after the meeting.
A large national park has been built to protect the culture of ancient Native Americans. It is called Mesa Verde. It was cold that day in 1888 in southwestern Colorado. Richard Wetherill and his brother-in-law were trying to find some missing cattle. They were up on Mesa Verde. Spanish explorers had named the area. The high, flat mountaintop is covered with bushes and pine trees. It looks like a huge green table, which is Mesa Verde in Spanish. The two men came to the edge of a deep canyon. Through the falling snow, they saw what looked like a small city across the canyon. It was hanging in the middle of the rock wall. There were many connected rooms built into a natural opening in the rock. They named the ruins Cliff Palace. In the next few days, they found two more large ruins. They named one Spruce Tree House and the other Square Tower House. The Wetherill family were the first people to study them. Soon after this discovery, Richard Wetherill returned to Mesa Verde, to the ruins that had remained silent and untouched for centuries.
A large national park has been built to protect the culture of ancient Native Americans. It is called Mesa Verde. It was cold that day in 1888 in southwestern Colorado. Richard Wetherill and his brother-in-law were trying to find some missing cattle. They were up on Mesa Verde. Spanish explorers had named the area. The high, flat mountaintop is covered with bushes and pine trees. It looks like a huge green table, which is Mesa Verde in Spanish. The two men came to the edge of a deep canyon. Through the falling snow, they saw what looked like a small city across the canyon. It was hanging in the middle of the rock wall. There were many connected rooms built into a natural opening in the rock. They named the ruins Cliff Palace. In the next few days, they found two more large ruins. They named one Spruce Tree House and the other Square Tower House. The Wetherill family were the first people to study them. Soon after this discovery, Richard Wetherill returned to Mesa Verde, to the ruins that had remained silent and untouched for centuries.